Hi, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 480. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will give you the information on how to receive a copy. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free. And remember to mention tape or CD number 480. In this program, we're going to build you up to speed as to the things that are going on earth and as it is recorded in the Bible so that you can know as to how close we are to the end of time. All right, now I've got some letters. I've got Bible reading. I've got music. And I'll be expounding on the things that you need to know in these last hours of time. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint this servant of His and to anoint the Word, to anoint everything that's done on this program, Lord. And Lord, I pray that everything that is done is going to open the minds, the hearts, the spirits of the people in Radio Land, that it will enable them to receive you as their personal Savior, and that the church will be quickened and become zealous again, as they must be in these last days, so that they will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. We must enter the kingdom of heaven here on earth. The kingdom of heaven does not come by observation. And the kingdom of heaven is invisible. It lives within us. The kingdom of heaven is where we abide, and the kingdom of heaven abides in us. Lord, let that happen to everyone who will be in heaven. Quick, because the time is at hand. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, now we have Peg Springman to sing for you. Right on, King Jesus. No man can hinder what the Lord is doing, and never can hinder him.
Thank you.
of the most richest baritone voices on the face of this earth, Fag Springman. What a voice, and you can tell that he's singing directly from his spirit. Amen?
Amen.
A man went into heaven for sure. Praise the Lord. There's a little girl that was just killed today. I know many little girls and boys are killed every day, but this one went to our church a few times and wasn't allowed to come to church, to our church. And she said she felt so much peace in our church, in my church. And she begged to stay just a little bit longer. Oh, just a little bit longer, please. I feel so much love here, and people love me and pay attention. It's a beautiful little girl, the brothers and sisters tell me. And she they put her in a foster home for some reason or other. I haven't gotten it clear. And the woman wouldn't let her come to the church often. And the grandmother with Buster called today and told me that she was just in a car wreck today, head-on collision, and she was at 8 years old, instantly killed and taken directly to the mortuary. And I thank God that she was saved. She loved to be in the house of the Lord. And there are so many people that don't want to be in the house of the Lord. And I see so many of them being killed, many of them being murdered. Out of all these different people, we know that there is, now it's an absolute statistic, there is 46 million abortions occurring worldwide every year. Now, the Holocaust in Poland, Czechoslovakia, and in Germany was 6 million Jews in all of World War II. Now, can you imagine? That was 6 million. This is 46 million first-degree murders occurring worldwide each year, and it is condoned by the Vatican and the international Roman Catholic government. And we know that these people have bombed many countries and killed many more. And that's why the Lord in the Bible says that this ugly Antichrist organization is Satan's seat, and that it is the mother of every abomination on the face of this earth. Now, only Satan and those that are filled with the spirit of Satan are the ones that commit abominations. Now, the word abomination means a very horrible sin. These people are committing horrible sin so much, and they will not repent. And so it's at the end of time now. The Lord is not going to allow this to happen any longer. 46 million, and the people in the world, their hearts are so hard that they just keep going. Now, there is also 500,000 abortion-related deaths occur each year. 500,000 women or young girls going to have abortion, and the Vatican is the one that is telling them to take birth control pills. But they're saying, well, we don't want to use condoms because it doesn't feel it good. So the girls get pregnant, and they are encouraged without parental consent. 99% of the time, the parents don't even know it. And the international Roman Catholic government encourages them to go and get abortions and don't tell mom. Now, we know that the Roman Catholic and everyone, the Bible tells us that this is a very secret organization. Satan does not want to admit that he's Catholic. And the different Protestants that are preaching on television don't want anybody to know that they're Catholic. They try to disguise themselves as Protestants so that you'll send money into them. Well, but Benny Hinn has come out of the closet, and many others, they've come right out of the closet and say, like this Jack Van Impe, who quotes all kinds of scriptures, they're all quoted, most of them are quoted the wrong way, and because I've recorded him and traced the things that he's saying is false. And he said, I'm a Catholic. He just came out and said it. I tell you, there's something wrong with anybody's mind and their spirit that says that will be a Catholic. Because the Bible plainly states that this is the Antichrist, and the people that are in that satanic organization that have taken the Bible out of school and taken the Bible and God's law out of government, they're going to help me have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. They won't let people get married. The Bible says that those are seducing spirits with the doctrines of the devil. They won't let these young people be married. So the original age of consent or to be married is in English common law and later adopted into the American colonies, range from the age primarily of 10 years old to 12 in 1885, Britain. And the states began raising the age as the Vatican kept taking hold to 16 years old. So this is bolstered reference to the ones to the age of actually puberty. And puberty ranges whenever a woman is able to have a child, they can legally be married according to God's word. According to the most recent data or data from the U.S. government's Youth Risk Behavior Survey. Now, they come up with all these different ideas, but they're encouraging sex in the school, and then they are encouraging first-degree murder. And I keep staying on this. And there was a letter that came in not long ago, a couple of days ago, from Tommy Richards, and he stated that he sent a letter to some group that they know are pro-life, as I am. And do you have that letter? Okay, well, we'll go on to something while she's looking for it. But they said, yes, we know that Tony Alamo is one of us. I forget what the rest of the letter said. I hope she finds it. Okay, so we're going to go on anyway. And we have some letters. What are those letters?
From Malawi, Africa.
Okay.
Dear World Pastor, first I would like to thank you for sending us your literature. Our distributors said that God must bless and keep you. Amen. They thank you because you give them power to distribute literature, and they have worked hard distributing your literature in different places, such as companies, hospitals, secondary schools, offices, markets, and to pastors of different churches. The University of Malawi called them to preach and distribute your literature, but as of now, they have run out while distributing in those places mentioned above. Please send more for their trip, and we will also have an annual conference this year. In order to prepare for the conference, they are asking me to also request more of your t-shirts and posters about you. Pastor, they are more serious now than before, and they go far away, almost 25 to 30 kilometers barefooted. The wonderful thing is that they don't worry about the kilometers because they receive power from God and you, Acts chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. On my side, I have a testimony which I would like to share with you. Pastor, my church has been changed in their spiritual lives and in number, and as of now, they are growing up. Through your literature, I have already opened another branch. I tell you that through God and your literature, my church and our area will be changed. If I can have a camera or an audio camera, I can send you a picture in order to see how the ministry is growing up here. The prayer group is also serious about your ministry. I believe and am sure that God will change this world through your ministry. I discussed your ministry with the National Executive Committee of New Exodus Church, and they said that they are willing to see you here. If it is possible, please visit Malawi. May God bless you. Yours faithfully, K. Guda from Nemetete, Malawi, Africa.
Okay, you have another one.
Yes, from Manila, the Philippines. Dear Evangelist Tony Lomo, it is my pleasure to inform you that I listen regularly to your program, Tony Lomo Ministries, and its nice messages. I would like to compliment you for your great efforts in spreading the message of Christ to all people so that they can believe in Him and have eternal life. Actually, I stumbled across your broadcast by accident. While listening, I was convicted by the Holy Spirit. Since then, I have started attending church. Great work you and the Lord are doing. You bring me light, comfort, and a wake-up call when needed, and I really want to thank you very much. When the Holy Spirit showed me my sin and brought me to Jesus, you were there to encourage and strengthen me in my new walk. Glory be to God, and continue guiding me to the right path. Indeed, Jesus is the answer. Signed, Mary from Sampaloc, Manila, Philippines.
Praise the Lord. You know, the U.S. Justice Department has told a Texas court that a lawsuit accusing Pope Benedict XVI, which is actually Pope Ratzinger, of conspiring to cover up the sexual molestation of boys by a seminarian should be dismissed. The Pope told him that they should do this. Isn't this Pope Ratzinger?
Yes.
Who calls himself now
Pope Benedict XVI.
And he said that all these charges against these boys, millions of boys, should be dismissed because the Pope enjoys immunity as head of state of Rome. Patemo Arango has been indicted in a criminal case by a grand jury in Harris County, Texas, and is a fugitive from justice. Well, Pope John Paul II was also a fugitive from justice because he had helped murder over 6 million Jews by working for IG Farben, who manufactures in this country now Bayer aspirin. They made the cyanide gas that killed all those Jews. The lawsuit alleges that Ratzinger, who headed the Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith before becoming Pope, was involved in a conspiracy to hide Patemo Arango's crimes and help him escape prosecution. Now he's protecting these millions of sex offenders in the Catholic cult. The lawsuit cites on May 18, 2001, later from Ratzinger, written in Latin to bishops around the world, explaining that grave crimes such as the sexual abuse of minors would be handled by his congregation and the proceedings of special church tribunals handling the cases were subject to pontifical secrecy. All right, now what if all of us Protestants decided that, I hold court in my church. If somebody is committing a homosexual act, I will immediately throw them out of the church. Or if they even try to commit a homosexual act, or if anyone is even suspicious of it in this church, I put them out of my church. But we have really more power than this cult, because we are the ones that preach the true gospel. And I don't keep any pontifical secrets because I'm not a pope and I don't have secrets. This was in the Associated Press on FoxNews.com, September the 20th, 2005. Pope John Paul II recently published a motu proprio. Proprio, meaning a letter under the personal authority, announcing that the church or the cult's handling of several graver crimes, including sex abuses of millions of minors by priests, would fall under the authority of the congregation, in other words, the other reprobates in that cult, for the doctrine of the faith. They have no faith at all in the Lord. This was in the National Catholic Reporter, their own newspaper, December the 14th. Canon law experts say the norms are an attempt to strike a balance between expediting punishment of guilty priests and protecting the due process rights of priests who are falsely accused. They're not falsely accused. Why are they paying off $500 million to these people, young boys that they had raped? This is also in the National Catholic Reporter, February 8th, 2002. Cardinal Ratzinger, when he was the cardinal, wrote a letter in 2001 calling for adherence to a 1962 guidelines for dealing with allegations of sexual abuse by the Catholic clergy. This is just the norm. What they do is move them from one cult location to another. These guidelines are a virtual green light for all bishops to actually facilitate, albeit secretly, the secret sexual exploitation of minors. They've made it a law that they can exploit minors in the cult. You people, if you're Catholics, the Lord says, get out of there. This is an abomination, the mother of every abomination on earth. And even brute animals by clergy, they have sex with brute animals, the clergy. That's in the Houston Chronicle, September the 21st, 2005. And all these things are coming out since I put the Pope's secret out many years ago. Pope John Paul II issued a decree forgiving priests molested children of all sin. In other words, the Pope stated that the children molested the priests. Can you imagine that 5-year-old children molesting the priest? What a sick, sick, sick organization. Of course, that's Satan's seat. That's May 22nd, 2002. And the public, you're that sick too? Is that what it is? Well, I pray that you're not, because the Lord's coming back soon and we're going to read some scriptures in that regard. Now, do you have that letter there?
Yes.
And what does it say? Who does this letter to?
This was forwarded to you. It was sent to Brother Eric Phelps, who wrote The Vatican Assassins.
He wrote the book entitled The Vatican Assassins. All right, so, and that was a very good book, incidentally. Go ahead and read it.
Okay, and Thomas Richards writes, "Dear Eric, Tony Alamo has been officially listed in an anti-hate group that is very popular. The article written in their website are lies and distortions and nothing but."
Mm. They're saying that I'm a pro-hate group. I don't hate anyone but the devil. And Jesus said we're supposed to hate the devil. Amen?
Amen.
And so, yeah, I'm a pro, but I'm not an anti-hate group. Well, I'm anti-people that hate. Because for me to expose the Vatican is love. Because I warn the people that are in there to get out of there. Because God see it through his servants that love is the keeping of God's commandments. All right? And so the commandment of the Lord is to rebuke, reprove, and to admonish, and to instruct. And that's what I'm doing, folks, is to tell you who in this world is the devil. Otherwise, you will not know who it is that is causing all the trouble. Okay, then what?
The person who got this magazine to write this story about Tony and brought Tony to their attention is a homosexual lover of an ex-member of Tony's church. His name is Bill Levy, and he was at one time a married and saved Jewish man with children. The magazine also takes credit for their pushing of the homosexual agenda in grade schools in our country. They listed Tony in their hate group because of his exposing the Vatican and preaching the whole Bible, including the passages condemning homosexuality.
Yes, the Vatican has been attacking me ever since I was saved. They just hate saved people. Before I was saved, I had no problems with them whatsoever. They gave me no trouble. And if you're in a church that isn't receiving any trouble from the Lord, well, then you're not a godly church, because the Bible says, Jesus said, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Word of God says, and the Word of God is Jesus. Okay, then what?
Okay, signed by Brother T.R., then a return email to him from Eric. "Dear Thomas, thanks, brother. We know Alamo is one of us, Brother Eric."
Okay, so the people that are of the Lord know that I'm one of them. Okay? As a matter of fact, I'm the one that brought this to their attention many years ago, and they're out there now fighting the good fight of faith. All right, now we have some Bible scriptures. And we're going to show you how close it is to the end of time. The Lord says that we can tell how close we are to the end of time, just as we can tell when a fruit is going to be born on a tree. It says first the flower comes, and you say, well, pretty soon the flower is going to fall away and there'll be a bud there. And then you go back a few days and that bud keeps growing up into a piece of fruit. And pretty soon it comes into being ripe, and then you can pick it and eat it. And so we, the Lord said, will be able to tell how close it is to the end of time by the signs that the Lord gives. So we're going to be reading now from the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation, and we'll see if you know, or if you're able to see any of these signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So go ahead and begin now.
"And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth."
Okay, now, the four winds. There won't be any hurricanes when the Lord holds these four angels hold these winds. But in the last few years, there have been terrible hurricanes, and so these four angels are no longer holding back the winds, the four winds. There's four winds and seven seas. Okay, go ahead.
"That the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree."
Okay, is the wind now blowing?
Yes.
Well, the Lord has let them let loose of that. That was... You know, everything, as I remember, since I've been a child, has been very calm. But where is this big ice storm? I had some notes on it, but I can't seem to find them here anymore. On an ice storm in Bogota, Colombia. There was so much hail. There was so much hail that it actually covered up cars. This is on the equator, folks. The equator. And many people, it came up past their chest and it covered up houses. Amen?
Amen.
And then when it melted down, it filled up these underpasses where cars go through. And it was like freezing cold on the equator, if you will. Okay, then go ahead.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
Okay, so the Lord, it says that these four angels of God are going to hurt the earth and the sea. Now then, do you see the earth being hurt and the sea?
Amen.
All right. Okay, but that's not to happen until God's people, the seal of God that this angel has is in the foreheads of God's servants. Now, the seal of God goes into the heads of God's servants by the Spirit of God. But the seal, the mark of the beast that goes on the forehead of those that are lost, that's put there by man. There's a lot of difference there, what's put there by man, and a lot of difference as to what's put there by the Spirit of the Lord. Okay, so God said he's not going to hurt the earth until all of his children are sealed in their foreheads, 144,000 Jews, and also all of these Gentiles from every nation, kindred, and tongue, that they all will be sealed in their heads. And once they're saved, then God's going to start hurting the earth with these seven angels. All right, now go ahead. And do you feel that that's happening now?
Yes.
This is just the beginning of woes. Go ahead.
Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead.
Okay, so that's a command from the Lord to these angels. But is God, and now I guess that there must be all these people that are going to be saved. I guess the seal of God is in the foreheads of those that are going to be saved. There's a lot of phonies sitting in churches, and there's no seal of God in them at all. And these are just warnings for people to get the seal of God in them now, because in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, the Bible tells that there will be, that the mystery of God is finished. Now, God has used me to bring you the straight doctrine from the Bible so that there's no more mystery in the Word of God. Okay, you people are learning the mystery of God through me.
Amen.
All right? Revelations 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. And so the mystery of God is finished, folks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm teaching you more about that every day. As he, God, has declared to his servants, the prophets. So all the things that God has said are prophecy and they are promises. They're promises and they are prophecy. This is to show you how close you are to the end of time. Now, we're going to continue because I'm skipping from chapter 7 to chapter 10, which shows you that the mystery of God is finished. It's revealed. It's finished. There's no more mystery. If you listen to all my tapes and CDs, the mystery's over with, folks. Okay?
Amen.
All right, now God is starting to hurt the earth. So let's continue in chapter 7.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed.
Okay, there he says, now don't hurt the earth until all these people are sealed. Now, he's going to give us the number. It's 144,000 Jews. Okay, that must have happened already. Amen?
Amen.
So all you Jews out there that don't have the seal of God in your forehead, if I were you, I'd get the seal of God in my forehead by accepting the Messiah right away. Okay, because it's over with. The mystery of God is finished. It's over. Finito. La camadea finito. It's a finish. It's a finish. It's finished, folks. Okay, then what?
And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000.
Okay, all the 12 tribes, there's 12,000 from each tribe. Okay, go ahead.
Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000.
Only 12,000 of each tribe? My, my, my. Then what? That's as the Bible says, few there be shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord doesn't mind letting us know that it's a minimal situation, that most people, that the whole world has been deceived. There's only a few of us that are going to be in heaven, folks. Then what?
Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000.
Mm-hmm. Is this getting boring to you to know, you folks out there? And this tribe 12,000, that tribe 12,000, oh, blah, 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 blah. Now, you don't mind hearing ba 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 And you got to drill it into their head with ba 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 dang da dang da dang da dang dang a dingy dong ding. Remember, folks? Too late. Okay, let's listen to the different 12,000s of each group. Okay, don't get bored with this. This is for your very life, folks. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number.
Okay, so this is the Gentiles. Look, there's only 144,000 Jews. But look at the multitude of you Gentiles out there that's going to be saved. Go ahead.
Which no man could number of all nations and kindreds and people.
See, all nations, so all the Gentile nations can accept the Lord Jesus Christ and be grafted into the true olive tree, the Jewish tree, because it doesn't matter, you know, if you're a Jew outwardly, you must be a Jew inwardly, and you become a Jew inwardly by accepting Jesus into your spirit. Okay, God gives you a new spirit, and Jesus, with the Father, by the Spirit, enters into you, and you become a son of God. You're no longer a sinner saved by grace. No, you're a sinner that has become, you're not a sinner anymore. You've become a new creature. You're a son of God. And by grace, that means by the power of God, by you just simply having faith. Yes, I believe these things that you say in your word because I know the word is Jesus. And therefore, I believe the word of God, which is Jesus. Believe on the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's the whole word of God. Okay, then what?
Of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes.
Clothed with white robes. Now here's Jews and Gentiles, all in the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now these false prophets are saying, well, the Jews are going to be left behind. And the Gentiles will go up, and that the Jews will be down here preaching the gospel after the Lord takes them up into the kingdom of heaven. That's fallacy. That's out and out fallacy. We Jews know what the Bible says because we wrote it, and we have an insight to the Word of God more than you do. And so we don't teach us. You learn from us. That's what you're supposed to do. In the running of the church, too, I might add, There's people that I've had to leave. I can't be in all the churches at the same time. People inviting me to churches all over the world. But so you have to run the church according to the Word of God. You can't just run it by your own carnal way, but your mind, the way your mind thinks, you have to go by the Word of God. All right, go ahead.
Stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb.
Now that's all these Gentiles and the 144,000 Jews, all in the same congregation, saying the same thing. Isn't that what it said?
Yes.
Okay, well, don't make up something else, because there's no private interpretation of the Bible. It means just what I'm reading here. I'm having Sharon read. Okay, then what?
And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
Right. Well, why are they saying that? Because they clean escaped hell. And if you knew how bad hell was, you should know how bad hell is, because God left heaven, the paradise of paradises, to come and die for us and be crucified to a cross and be put to shame by a bunch of filthy people. And he knew how bad hell was as well, because he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They're crucifying the very mercy that you've sent to this earth to stop them from going to hell, and they're crucifying me. They're going to hell. So he didn't say, ah, you stinking weasels out there, you know, you're going to hell, ha, ha, ha. He said, forgive them, Father, because he knows that those words, nasty words, wouldn't do anything to them. And spanking them or putting them through all kinds of problems like he has to do, that isn't enough. You know, and even the Bible says to, you know, if kids get out of hand, you have to chasten them. And it's a whole lot better than letting them go to hell. The chastening that you give a child shows, the Bible says, shows that you love them. Because even God chastens those that he loves. Amen. And if you don't chasten your child, that means you don't love them. And if you don't rebuke and reprove people, like, for instance, homosexuals and these Vaticanites, you have no love for them. The Bible says we have to love our enemies, and that's why I preach the gospel to them. Because there's no greater love that a man can have, that he lays down the former life that he was living to take up the cross. In other words, to preach the Bible and to teach the Bible and to distribute literature all over the world and get it to people, even if you get put to death or put in prison or go to jail. And so that's true love. Anyone that just sits around and languishes and eats high off the hog in the house of God and thinks that the main thing that they need to do is sleep and eat and whatever. This is not what the Lord called us for. The time is short, and love is the keeping. Keeping God's commandments is true love. For people to say, oh, we forgive homosexuals, you can't forgive them. Only God can forgive that sin, and he will if a homosexual or a lesbian or an adulteress or adulterer or a murderer, first-degree murderer that murders babies, all these millions, 46 million a year. This is the worst Holocaust that has ever happened. Okay, keep going, because there's something very interesting coming up here. Go ahead. I don't care how many times you've read this, but just keep going, because there's something here that is a big golden platinum nugget. Keep going.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes?
Yeah. What are these? Well, can't you tell? These are 144,000 Jews. They're not left behind. They're up there at the throne. Amen?
Amen?
With the Gentiles, all these millions of Gentiles. What are these? Well, these false prophets say we're going to be raptured out of the tribulations. But he says the Gentiles be raptured, but we Jews will be left behind. Not so. It says so right there. Amen. We just read it that we're going to be there with you Gentiles. Right?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
And whence came they?
Where did these people come from? What are these 144,000 Jews and all these Gentiles? Then what?
And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation.
Great tribulations. So all these false prophets are saying that we're going to be raptured out of the tribulations. But right here it says no. We, those of us that are born-again Christians and born-again Jews, are going to be taken. What does it say? That these are those that came out of?
Came out of great tribulation.
We came out of it. In other words, we're going through it, kiddos. All right?
Amen.
Isn't that what it says?
Amen.
Well, isn't that a golden nugget?
Amen.
Now, how are you false prophets going to argue out of that one? You love to twist the word, but, oh, how are you going to pay for it at the judgment bar of God? You're not going to go before the judgment seat of Christ. You're going before the judgment bar of God, the great white throne. And everyone that goes there gets sent to hell, and then later the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
These are they which came out of great tribulation.
Grande! Grande! Tribulations. Amen?
Amen.
It says the grande. This is a monumental discovery to all these people that say we're going to be taken, we're going to leave before the tribulations. Huh?
Amen.
Huh? These people came out of grande. You know, the Rio Grande? You know what that is? That's the big river. These are the people that have come out of the big tribulations. Amen?
Amen?
They don't come out before the big tribulations. They were taken out of the grande, the big, the grande tribulations. All right, folks?
Amen.
Isn't that simple?
Yes.
So don't believe people that say you're going to be taken out of the cribs. Tribulations, because you have to get ready. You have to get strong so that you're able to make it through the tribulations, because the Bible plainly states when Jesus is talking about the sower of the seed, he says, when tribulations comes and all these different things, people will get offended and they fall away. And now people are starting to curse God because the tribulations are on us at the moment. Amen?
Amen.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, people, cars being buried in the equator with ice, floods, over 500,000 people in Mexico are flooded out of their homes. And there's just fire, 900 and some odd thousand people, over 1 million people were evacuated from their homes. And the fires are caused, the Bible says, that there will be hail and fire. Well, they say that all these fires in California were started by lightning. Folks, lightning came from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And the hail came from the Lord. And the Lord claims that that's what's going to happen in later chapters. Keep going.
These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple.
See, the Lord gave them, he really gave them a promotion. They got promoted into the kingdom of heaven. And the rest of the people that didn't think it was worth paying the price, they're still back on earth, and the tribulations are going to devour them. And they're going to hell on top of everything else. As if it's not bad enough here on earth, they pit of hell is like billions and trillions of times worse than here on earth. And you'll be there forever until he tosses you into the lake of fire with the rest of the devil and his angels. Okay, go ahead.
And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Yeah, there's been many a tears that's been shed on this side of eternity by the devil, but God's going to wipe those tears away. Is that it? That's it, folks. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't that wonderful that the Lord, we know all that, that prepare yourself for sorrow. Take up the cross and start denying yourself now, because you're not going to be able to get out of here that easy. Amen?
Amen.
Now then, the thing to do is stop listening to these false prophets. Stop supporting them. You must support the work of the Lord. This is the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? I don't know all these different people that are saying they're the work of the Lord. I see them. And some of them bring good messages now and then, but they say, once saved, always saved, you're going to be here, you're going to get raptured out of the tribulations. They're false. They deceive the whole world. And if you're deceived, you can get out of that deception now. If you don't have the Spirit of God, a new Spirit put in you, and the God Himself, with Jesus, with His Father by the Spirit living in you, you can do that now by saying this prayer. Say, Father, I believe in the Word of God. I believe that Jesus is the Word of God. I believe the whole Word of God, which is I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I know that He died on the cross and shed His blood, that my sins could be washed away. I believe that You raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus, into my spirit. I ask You to wash away all my former filthy sins in Your blood that You shed at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because Your word says so. Your word says You'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And now, here's Sharon to tell you how you can receive a free copy of a CD or audio tape of this program number 480. You can also order some for your friends and neighbors and relatives.
Go to alamoministries.com.
This is absolutely free of charge. All right, then what?
Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, make sure you tune in tomorrow. I want you to know that God will bless you for doing what you're doing and what you've just done. Here's Faith Springman now to sing for you Yeshua. Yeshua, he fit the battle of Jericho, but he did it under the supervision of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what we have to do. We have to continue fighting this last battle. We have to resist the devil so he'll flee from us. We have to come against all the liars with the Word of God. There's no other way. I mean, we don't have carnal weapons, but we come against by preaching and teaching. If you don't know how to preach, we'll send you literature so you can get that literature out. Thanks, Brandon. Joshua fit the battle. Yeshua fit the battle of Jericho.
The battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a tumbling down. You may talk about your king of Gideon, you may talk about a man of Saul. There's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a tumbling down. Joshua walls of Jericho he marched with spear in hand. Those ramparts, Joshua cried, "Is the battle lamb in my hand?" Then the lamb ram sheep horn begin to blow, trumpets begin to sound. Joshua commanded the children to shout, "Alone!"